Finance Minister announces record growth in Jamaica's economy, and the Senate approves sharing forfeited property order. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
The Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise its valued customers that its office in Portmore will be closed on Saturday, November 5, 2016, to allow staff to attend the funeral for a colleague. The office will reopen for business on Monday, November 7, 2016. PICA thanks you for understanding and apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
The Jamaican economy grew by 2.3% for the July to September quarter, the highest quarter growth recorded since 2002. This was disclosed by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday.
The agricultural sector in this quarter, July to September, grew by 28.8%. The domestic agriculture grew by 43%. And I'm pleased to announce that the sugar industry and the traditional agricultural sector has grown by 21%. The hotel and restaurant sector has also grown by over 2%.
Mr. Shaw says with this positive outcome, the government is targeting growth of 1.8 to 2% for this fiscal year, up from 1.4% projected by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ. In the meantime, the finance minister has announced that a working group has been established to deal with the continued devaluation of the Jamaican dollar against the United States currency. Addressing the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Shaw said the group will meet with the Bank of Jamaica, the BOJ, on a weekly basis, with the first meeting scheduled to be held on Friday, November 4. The minister says he's concerned about the rate of devaluation, as there is no shortage of foreign exchange, noting that the net international reserve is over $3 billion. He adds that the BOJ and the International Monetary Fund have assessed that the country has a fair market value for the exchange rate.
We have to come together to find a solution. And as a working group, we are going to look steadfastly at the trigger points that can affect the exchange rate negatively.
Mr. Shaw further told parliamentarians that he met with representatives from the financial sector, and it was noted that the fundamentals in the economy are going in the right direction.
I've inherited good news from the former minister, and we are continuing with the good news in the present administration. We have stuck with the IMF program, and we have fiscal containment.
He adds that inflation is at an all-time low, and the current account, although still in deficit, is at a 2% range, down from 10 to 11%. And the Senate on Friday, October 28, approved a resolution for the sharing of forfeited property, United States of America Order 2016. The order will improve the effectiveness of law enforcement in Jamaica and the United States in the investigation, prosecution and suppression of crime, and the tracing, freezing, seizure, forfeiture and confiscation of assets earned by way of criminal activities. State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the order will strengthen the framework for the sharing of the proceeds from the disposition of such assets confiscated by either state.
We stand to benefit from the introduction of this order to facilitate greater partnerships in preventing individuals from benefiting from ill-gotten gains from criminal activities.
Senator Charles notes that the order is subject to Section 3(1) of the Sharing of Forfeited Property Act, passed on March 12, 1999. In August 2001, the governments of Jamaica and the United States of America signed an agreement regarding the sharing of forfeited assets or the proceeds of the disposition of such assets. The agreement is founded on the Treaty of Mutual Legal Assistance in Criminal Matters between the two governments, signed in July 1989. It is also in keeping with the Agreement for Cooperation in Activities Related to Suppressing Illicit Maritime Drug Trafficking, signed on May 6, 1997, and entered into force on March 10, 1998. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.